Grace slid into the opposite seat. As expected, Julian sat next to her. She handed him a menu.
"I can't read this," he said, before giving it back to her.
"Oh," Grace said, embarrassed that she hadn't thought of that. "I guess they didn't teach ancient soldiers to read." He stroked his chin with his hand and looked a bit peeved by her comment.
"Actually, they did. The problem is, they taught me to read and write ancient Greek, Latin, Sanskrit, Egyptian hieroglyphics, and other long-dead languages. In your own words, that menu is Greek to me."
Grace cringed. "You're not going to let me forget the fact that you heard everything I said about you before you appeared, are you?"
"Most likely not."
He laid his arm across on the table. Selena looked down from her menu and gasped.
"Is that what I think it is?"
She reached for his hand. To Grace's amazement, Julian let Selena lift his right hand into hers and look at the ring on his finger.
"Gracie, have you seen this?"
Grace sat forward to where she could see it.
"Not really. I've been a bit distracted."
"A bit distracted, yeah, right. That would be like calling Mount Everest a bump in the road."
Even in the dim light, the gold shone. The top of it was flat and had a sword surrounded by laurel leaves engraved into it and inlaid with what appeared to be rubies and emeralds.
"It's beautiful," Grace said. "It's a friggin' general's ring, isn't it?"
Selena asked.
"You weren't just a run-of-the-mill soldier. You were a friggin' general."
Julian nodded grimly.
"The terms are equivalent."
Selena let out an awed breath.
"Gracie, you have no idea. To have a ring like that, Julian was someone of major importance in his time. They didn't just hand those out to everyone."
Selena shook her head.
"I am impressed."
"Don't be," Julian said.
For the first time ever, Grace envied Selena her PhD in ancient history. Lainey knew so much more about Julian and his world than she could ever hope to. But she didn't need that degree to understand how terrible it must have been for Julian to go from being a commander of men to being enslaved by women.
"I bet you were a great general," Grace said.
Julian turned his attention to Grace and the raw sincerity he'd heard in her voice when she'd said that. For some unfathomable reason, her compliment warmed him.
"I held my own."
"I bet you kicked major butt," she said.
Julian smiled. He hadn't thought about his victories in centuries.
"I did put a major hurt on a couple of Romans."
Grace laughed at his use of her slang.
"You're a fast learner."
"Hey," Selena said, interrupting them. "Can I see Cupid's bow?"
"Oh, yeah," Grace said. "Can we?"
Julian took it out of his pocket and set it on the table.
"Careful," he warned Selena as she reached for it. "The golden arrow is loaded. One prick and you'll fall in love with the next person you see."
She pulled her hand away. Grace picked up her fork and used it to drag the bow over to her.
"Is it supposed to be that small?"
Julian smiled.
"Didn't you ever hear the phrase, size doesn't matter?"
She rolled her eyes at him.
"I don't want to hear it from a man as large as you."
"Gracie!" Selena gasped. "I've never heard you speak that way before."
"That was extremely mild, considering what the two of you have said to me the last few days."